You have woken me, mortal. I'm not sure how. I do not think that was your intent, but I am grateful nonetheless. Sorry, you seem to be expecting a physical being to talk to. I can do that, although I haven't bothered in a millennia. Turn around. No, I was not there a moment ago. But it tends to disturb people too much when I just pop into existence in front of them. Who am I? So many have forgotten, and I have had many names. Mother Nature, Jord, Terra, but I always liked Gaia. I see you recognize the name. That pleases me almost as much as finally being awakened, although I can see that you don't entirely believe me. It's all right. I've been asleep a very long time, and I may be the only god left, but I can change that. I gave birth to the sky, to titans and giants and cyclops, to so many that are so long gone. But I'm still young enough to start again. I can take a new lover and give birth to new champions, protectors to stop the polluting and the fracking, to restore the balance. Unfortunately, my choices of partners is limited. I once lay with my sons, the sky and the sea, as well as many others, but I've never lain with a mortal. Until today, that is. Yes, that was an offer. I know this body pleases you. It's the avatar of fertility. Once I was so fertile, I didn't even need a mate. But I was much younger then. But that's okay. You don't mind older women, do you? Not that I look older than you. You hesitate still. Perhaps you do not believe me? Have men changed so much that they need a reason to lie with a woman? In the past, all they needed was opportunity. I am giving you opportunity. If you need reason, then I can grant you immortality, as I have to others. You will be a god and father to a new pantheon of gods and goddesses. Eat this, and then you shall be divine, and our offspring will be all the more powerful. Then you and they can help restore harmony to my domain. There, you will not have to eat mortal food again, nor bed mortal women. New power and vitality flows through you, and passion as well. That always happens with ambrosia. Take me upon the earth here. That is all the bed I need, and you will find it as soft and yielding as this body you desire so much. Hurry, please. It is not just my spirit that has been aroused after all these years, and we have so many new gods and goddesses to create. You do not need to do such things with your hands and mouth. You are a god and should just take things. That is what my former lovers did. But then again, you've probably heard of what happened to Cronus, and that I was part of his downfall. So perhaps you do well to respect my body and my needs more than them. Now respect my wishes and join with me now. Even with the pleasure you are already giving me, I crave more, and will be denied no longer. You will mate with me and plant your seed inside of me. That's it. It's been so long since I last knew this pleasure. And now that you are a god, you will know how much this bliss has enhanced for us, and what pleasure gods can give each other. More, lover! You are joined not just with this nubile flesh now, but the entire earth and nature itself. As my breath quickens, so does the wind blow stronger. As I perspire, so does the rain fall. If the world does not suspect something yet, they'll know when we finish, because the very ground shall move beneath their feet. Your concern for your former race is touching, love. But I'm not a malicious god, unless I am crossed. It'll be not enough to do any damage. Destruction will come only to those who would befoul my body, with their poisons and wastefulness. Now let us show them the power of our union. Let them wonder what changed the weather and made the world quiver. It was you and I, and we will bring new gods and goddesses to this world, and peace and order. Now, my newfound consort, fill me with new life so that I may birth the next generation of godlings. Bind yourself to me through passion and power, and pledge your immortal devotion to me. That should have gotten their attention, lover. Let them wonder for now and try to wrap their science around that. They'll soon learn what those signs meant. Already your seed has taken hold, and I have caused our children to go faster. Soon the mortals shall find that reign of the gods has begun anew. I will be the queen and you, my consort. We and our children will rule and repair this world.